How does the Beatles' first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, as well as the Rolling Stones' first U.S. performance at the Swing Auditorium in Southern California, relate to the Walkman, the iPod, and music as we know it today? Find out about all this and more on Full Circle Analog, the podcast hosted by Brad Blue, the man who, like many, was there through it all. The first and second British invasion, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and so, so many more. As well as sometimes me, Alec Blue, his son and fellow lover of music, who comes on to provide a more modern perspective as well as learn about the past.
Happy holidays from Full Circle Analog. This is Brad and Alec wishing you the happiest of holidays during this very difficult pandemic. We come to you December 22nd, just a couple days before Christmas Eve, and Christmas came early. We said this back in February, as well as today, because we are updating a podcast we did in February. Yesterday morning, I couldn't sleep. I got up 3:30, 4 o'clock, and was just scrolling through Twitter. And here was a video post from Peter Jackson, not only giving an update to a very important subject to Beatle fans everywhere, but also a little snippet of the actual movie. What am I talking about? Well, it's been probably a couple years since rumors started that 56 hours of video was found in the vaults of Apple that weren't used in the original movie Let It Be back in 1970. We did a podcast on this in February when they announced an actual release date. And what the release date is Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings fame was given exclusive rights to look at these 56 hours of Beatles in the studio. Boomers, back in 1970, when we were just kids, went to the theaters to see a movie called Let It Be. And Let It Be was supposed to be the Beatles recording songwriting process in the studio as it happened on film. Well, by the time the movie came out, the Beatles had broken up, which was tough enough. And the movie itself was a real downer. It was dark. The film quality wasn't that great. It showed them actually arguing with themselves, amongst themselves. The only highlight of the whole movie was the last 20 minutes when they showed the rooftop concert, which to this day is one of the things that always puts a smile on Beatles' face, says also makes Beatle fans everywhere wonder, what if they had toured, got back together and toured again? I just can't imagine how wonderful that would be. So that was 1970. Well, in February, they had a release date, and this is February of this year, 2020. There was a release date of September of 2020 for the movie. Well, there was this thing called COVID-19 brewing in Wuhan, China, about the time Bob Iger of Disney, as Disney was given the distribution rights to this film, announced the release date. However, as we all know, we've lived through the last 10 months of COVID, the theaters closed, no movies came out, or if they did, they were streamed live on various outlets or wherever. I don't have HBO or Cinemax or Showtime or any of those. I have Amazon Prime and My son has Netflix, so I do see things from time to time. But out of the blue, and now we're updating a podcast we did several weeks ago called The Beatles Get Back. And I reviewed the first half of that before I came on today to see how I approach talking about this exciting news back in February. And my podcast was done right around the time of St. Patrick's Day. Well, as I'm not even awake and I put my headphones on and I'm looking through social media, here Peter Jackson comes on and says, he's been able to take the footage that they've accumulated that they're going to edit down to movie length to New Zealand. And now that the COVID 19 has subsided to the point where the government and the citizens are allowed to function and go out in public, Peter Jackson is now going to finish editing the movie, which will be called Get Back. And we do know that there's been a release date set for mid-August of 2021. And that now looks pretty solid, assuming that, A, the vaccination for COVID is worldwide and herd immunity and all those things that need to happen that the health professionals are telling us need to happen, and we'll be able to go back into the movie theaters and to sporting events and to theater arts, live performances, plays, musicals, etc. by next summer, God willing. And this movie will come out mid-August of next year. So what we saw was about a 6-minute video. And it starts off with Peter Jackson in his edit bay in New Zealand, talking to the camera, updating everyone, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and for everyone being so patient about this process and the excitement building for this film. You know, McCartney just released McCartney 3. Beatles seem to always be in the news, even if they're not touring. You know, Ringo just has a new album coming out, has a new single out. If you haven't seen the video on that, you should. Because Paul sings, and Sheryl Crow, and Joe Walsh, and it's amazing. But anyway, starts off with Peter Jackson talking about the film, new release date, and for you patient fans, we're going to show you a little bit of the film. He goes, it's not a trailer, it's kind of a montage, but what it is it's quick outtakes of them in the studio. It starts off with Ringo in the control booth, and if you've seen the album covers, Let It Be, and you know anything about Abbey Road Studios, the inside of Abbey Road, everybody knows the outside and the crosswalk, but the inside of Abbey Road, one of the main studios that the Beatles rehearsed and recorded in, the control booth was up these tall stairs, and so that you looked up to the control booth, and then the musicians would be down on the ground level. And it starts off with, first of all, Ringo's in the control booth saying, "Good morning, everyone," looking straight at the camera like he's talking to you. And the first thing that strikes you is how clear the video footage is. And then it shows the four of them down below getting ready to rehearse the song Get Back. And there's some little stops and starts. First in the booth, they stop, and Paul and John start bad-mouthing the guys in the booth jokingly. And then they start it again, and it's the tempo is a little too fast, and Paul wants it slowed down a bit. So George and John start off again and slow it down a bit, and then they rehearse Get Back all the way to the end. Then the little outtakes show up, so you don't hear all the audio of what they're saying, but you can figure out what's going on. Sometimes the audio comes through louder than the song, but the song Get Back is the backdrop for this 5-minute presentation. And you see all the Beatles and all the different outfits they wore, different times of day, different weeks, different place. I mean, the whole thing is in Abbey Road. Very few scenes are shot in the movie studio, the movie lot they were in, that starts the movie Let It Be way back when. When you see the iconic Beatles drum kit logo, the Beatles, being moved into position as they're actually assembling Ringo's drum kit. But all this video takes place in Abbey Road. And you see Yoko, of course. You see Linda McCartney. You see Paul and Linda's children. At that time, they were very young. Not all of them. Some weren't born yet. This is 1970. And it's what strikes you is how happy everybody seems to be, especially John. Over the years, the footage, not only from Let It Be, but anything related to John Lennon always seems to be kind of, you know, down, and he seems moody or this or that. What strikes you in this 5-minute montage, we'll call it, is how happy and animated John is with Paul, with George, with John, with Ringo. And it's quite a sight to behold. So we have decided to do this last podcast before Christmas, giving an update to our previous podcast, because Monday morning, December 21st, the world was greeted to this 5-minute video clip from the previously unseen video from the Get Back sessions related to the movie Let It Be, and it's a joy to behold. It's just amazing. If the rest of the movie's this way, it'll be insane. I mean, and you can imagine social media went crazy. I mean, on the Twitter feed on Peter Jackson's, the comments, it's a mile long. People making GIFs, people obviously, a lot of the GIFs and things are about John, because it is so striking how happy John is in what we've been allowed to see. So we're going to take a break here, but as of December 22nd, the buzz on social media is just a fever pitch about an update, not only an update on the release of what's going to be called The Beatles Get Back, but actual video that we could see and enjoy, and it is a real treat. Before I was even greeted with the Beatle news, as I was walking from my bed down the hall, in my half-awake stupor, it still occurred to me that it was the first day of winter, the winter solstice, before I even turned on the coffee, and I even sat on the couch. Well, yesterday was just one of those days, in more ways than what we've just been talking about. You know, we've had a couple celestial events happen this year. You know, these things really don't happen very often. In this boomer's lifetime, I think the most spectacular thing I've seen in the skies was in the late 90s, the Hale-Bopp comet, that was for weeks and weeks and weeks, looked like it was flying over the San Gabriel Mountains on my way to work. My wife was pregnant with our son. It was an amazing sight. You know, I grew up as a kid thinking about Halley's Comet. And when Halley's Comet came, and I don't remember the year, it wasn't that big a deal. I was like, that's it? Well, Hale-Bopp was a, you know, what, last time Hale-Bopp came by Earth, Christ was born, Christ, Jesus was living kind of thing. That's amazing. Well, this year we had a comet that wasn't as long or as easy to see as Hale-Bopp. Neocon showed up, for, I think, during the month of July. And with binoculars, and if you lived in a place where you could get away from the city lights as we can, it was an amazing sight to see in the northwestern sky for a few days. But you really had to strain to see it with the naked eye. Well, besides it being the winter solstice, the first day of winter yesterday, the news we just talked about in Beetleland, we had another celestial moment, which not only was on, coincidentally, on the solstice, the day of the solstice, but it also is bringing in, they're saying, the age of Aquarius, which is great because I'm an Aquarian. And we'll try to look maybe at what all that means as well. But yesterday was the culmination, and if you've been watching right after sunset in the southwestern sky, the planets Jupiter and Saturn had been descending towards each other, it appears, from our vantage point, at least in Southern California, like they were going to collide. And last night, they were as close as they got since the 1200s. Now, that's amazing. It's beyond amazing. It happens every 400 years to some extent. It even happens where they're close every 20 to whatever years. The next time they'll even be reasonably close will be 60 years from now. The last two times was in the 1600s and in the 1200s. What happened last night hasn't been seen in the heavens since then, the 1200s. And, you know, as big a deal as it was made to be, to me it kind of was quick and over. And as a matter of fact, I missed it. I mean, my wife and I have been tracking this thing pretty much every night or every other night for the last, you know, we'll say 3-week countdown. But December 21st was supposed to be the night. Some have even called it the Bethlehem Star for sake of conversation and the spiritual kind of nature of yesterday, looking up at the heavens. Jupiter and Saturn were actually a mere 400 million miles apart. But from Earth's vantage point, they look like they were on top of each other for a brief moment. But you have to be looking like the first hour when it gets towards sunset, when you can see the first stars in the sky. Depending on where you live, you better go out and check it out. It's going to continue to look impressive for the next few days up through Christmas. I read that through the 25th, the visibility of them looking almost as one is going to be pretty impressive. And then they will split and, you know, distance themselves from Earth's viewpoint after Christmas Day. So we had the Beetle announcement. We had the first day of winter, and we had what was known as the Great Conjunction 2020 with Jupiter and Saturn. Now, if you've been anywhere on either television or social media or news websites, astrological websites, NASA, anywhere related to the heavens, there's been amazing photographs taken from observatories and from people's own telescopes with built-in cameras, seen some pretty amazing shots taken around the world That's one of the great things about social media. When something like this happens, is you get a global perspective. If it's in the, I don't know if it was in the Southern Hemisphere as well. You know, I haven't read up. I'm not up to speed on all that, but it was last night before I'd say 7 o'clock. Saw this sight in the heavens. I mean, to this day, I mean, the two most impressive things I've seen, as I mentioned, was Hale Bopp. And when now it, you know, it's pretty commonplace when SpaceX launches a rocket. Lately, we've been, that's another thing. This year, we've seen the Dragon capsule, the Dragon spacecraft, two of them. One manned, one unmanned, successfully launch and safely arrive at the space station, the International Space Station. One with, you know, two of them with bodies living and one with supplies. And now two of them are docked at the space station. But, well, SpaceX was, you know, I think they've launched 100 times now, which is amazing. And if they're not launching at Cape Canaveral in Florida, they're launching on the west coast of California, just north of Los Angeles, Santa Barbara. You start getting out of Southern California. There's a place called Vandenberg Air Force Base. And it has been converted years ago to a rocket launch facility. It was a strategic command for years to guard the West Coast, but it's been a place where satellites have been launched. And a while back, one night, they were launching at sunset one of their satellite launches. And the way the light was hitting that rocket, it was one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen in Southern California skies. But I would still say that Hale Bopp probably ranks as the most amazing celestial sight I've witnessed in my life. Mentioned the age of Aquarius, and without trying to get into astrology, and I'm really not expert on it. For the past two centuries, Jupiter and Saturn have been meeting, you know, when they do come close to each other from Earth's perspective, in what's known as Earth signs, like Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. But yesterday, when they came so close together, they moved into what is known as air sign, or otherwise known as Aquarius. Earth signs are associated with material, like money, physical resources, and external achievements. Air signs are all about the realm of the mind, connecting with others, and advancements in technology. Jupiter and Saturn are associated with authority, and their alignment can be the harbinger of political and social change. So, this conjunction yesterday moves us away from materialism and towards a universalism and a new ideologies. So, there's an optimism in the air that things are indeed changing. And being Aquarius, that means something will be changing for the good in my life as well, and that's exciting. Well, we all need a change, don't we, from 2020, and for I'm sure most of us, 2020 has been a very challenging and for some of us a very sad and stressful and depressing year. Our podcast today, we took a look at the surprise announcement out of the Beatles camp with a 6-minute teaser for the now rescheduled release of The Beatles Get Back, the previously unknown, unseen 56 hours of film footage shot during their last recording sessions together, which produced their last couple albums, known as Let It Be and Hey Jude. We had so many things happen December 21st, 2020, to look forward to. If you haven't seen the Beatles trailer, well, you must have if you're listening to this podcast. Listen to our first podcast done several months ago called The Beatles Get Back. We go into great detail about the original Let It Be and the new Peter Jackson Get Back version. This is an update on the latter half of that podcast and the amazing events of yesterday from the winter equinox, the first day of winter, to the great conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter, to other celestial things like comets that we've seen this year, the Neocon comet in July. We talked about the Dragon spacecraft and the SpaceX program. So we very heady, spacey program tonight. Really looking forward to this Beatle movie coming up in the new year. It should set a balance for those of us that, you know, we're left with just the rooftop concert and the rest of that depressing movie called Let It Be. We'll get to see them in the studio towards the end of their careers. But we'll stop right here and wish all of you a healthy and safe holiday season this week, 2020. We hope that your burdens are light. We hope that you can enjoy this holiday season. This is Brad from Old Days, New Ways on our podcast, Full Circle Analog, as I speak for my son, Alec, and wishing all of our fans a Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to Full Circle Analog, where we connect with the Inland Empire's musical roots. If you really enjoyed this podcast and like to find out when our next episodes go live, we upload every Wednesday. And to get direct links to those episodes, go ahead and follow us at Full Circle Analog on Facebook. You can find us at fb.me/FCAnalog to get there quickly. Or you can find us at odnws.com/podcast. It's our official website, and that page has a link to our podcast on basically any platform you can find it on, as well as players for our most popular platforms. Thanks for listening, and check us out next week on Full Circle Analog.